Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, listeners. This is Patty Black. I am back bringing the good news show to you. This week is going to be a very exciting show. We have a very special guest. We have Inga Young coming on with Herbert
Hoffman.
Sherry is here with me. I want to thank all of you listeners for being a part of the show and sending in emails and giving us good feedback on the show. We're enjoying bringing it to you, and it sounds like you're enjoying it, so I think that's a good blend. This is Patty Black bringing you the Good News Show live from Miami Beach, Florida, and I am on air with Sherry.
Good morning, Patty. Good morning, everybody out there. It's really great to be with you this morning. We are going to be talking about living healthy lifestyles. And one of the other things that we're going to be bringing up in different segments of the show, we'll be talking about spirituality, talking about harmony, self-discovery, goals, fulfillment, growth, love, success, happiness, dreams, and gratitude. And you can have and be and do anything that you want in your life. If you want things that you have never had, you have to do things that you have never done. So I thought that was pretty interesting, and I wanted to talk this morning about acceptance, because acceptance and change are two very important things in how we are healthy and live healthy lifestyles in our lives. So when you realize who you are and you live by that, you're really coming into a place of acceptance. And yet, remember the four R's. It's relax and release all doubt. It's receive, be open to receive, and rejoice. And saying thank you each day, that can be enough. If that's all you do is say thank you, and you can say thank you all day long, and that's great. And we talked about that last week, about being in an attitude of gratitude. There's no room when you're in a grateful place. There's no room for resentment, anger, guilt, remorse. And I find that some people find fault in everything. There's a reward for it. And do you know those people that they only see and talk about the negative things? I walk away from that. Well, they haven't heard me say, change the channel, people. You know, it's as easy as that. We are in control of what we think about. And we have the choice to think about better thoughts. And I talk about that a lot on our show. What we think about is what we're creating in our lives. So think positive thoughts. Negative thoughts are the weeds in our garden. Pull them out, people, and plant flowers.
I think a key in that is recognizing what your thoughts are. And if they're not positive, change the channel and start thinking about something you're grateful for or something on a positive note, because that will change your emotion. That'll change how you're feeling. So recognizing it, being aware of what you're thinking and how you're feeling is a big part in that, Sherry.
I think you're right, because what you can do is just sit back and observe yourself, you know, and when you get in touch with what your thoughts are, then you can change it. There's in accepting, you know, we have to be in a place where we can accept pain, where we can accept love, where we can accept the fear of success. I mean, sometimes people sabotage ourselves when you're successful, things are going too good. A healthy and peaceful acceptance of unpleasant realities like pain or disabilities, that is one of the most important things that we can do mentally to reduce the stress and to maintain peace of mind. I mean, remember that acceptance is not a one-time decision, but rather it's an ongoing process which must be repeated daily, sometimes minute by minute. And acceptance is the key to letting go. Now, and at a deeper level, though, acceptance is a form of spiritual surrender. The more we try to control pain or other life difficulties, the more frustrated and discouraged we become. So trying to find something positive about the situation can be a way of reframing, like, chronic pain conditions or our physical limitations. And then, like, the fear of acceptance and the fear of success. Sometimes we have a hard time accepting when things are so good, like with a successful business or a relationship that's going great. You know, we tend to want to sabotage it, and then we need to bring ourselves back and say, okay, it's okay, I deserve this. I'm giving it 100% of myself, and my efforts are paying off. I can accept the love I have. I can accept the success I'm creating. Positive affirmations are great tools. Positive affirmations are things that we've also talked about a lot on the show, and it's reframing your thoughts, being positive and affirming that it's already happening, even before it already is, using the I am instead of I wish or I want. I am successful. I am happy. I am peaceful. And by using the I am, you are reframing your thoughts, and then you will act on that. It's just the way the universe works. What you put out is what you get back. And sometimes, you know, we're used to that roller coaster and how everything is going smooth now, and we're like, something's wrong. But no, everything is right. And we don't need to stir the pot.
We kind of get conditioned if we're having a lot of failures and have to, you know, get up, pick up the pieces and try to reach a goal again. We sometimes get used to that struggle and the pain involved in that, so we get conditioned to that. And if we're not feeling that, there's something that's out of order. And that's not necessarily so. When you are in the abundance and you are in your success and you've met your goal, enjoy it. Rejoice in it. Be grateful for it. Appreciate it. And just go with it. Don't look for that resistance that you're used to having. That is something that people tend to do too, Sherry.
It's true. I know I myself used to think that the roller coaster of my life was the fun and excitement. I thought that was the way I wanted it. And I kept creating more roller coaster experiences after the other until I realized that, no, I enjoy the peace and the serenity of life. And I don't have to create those roller coasters anymore. So I choose another path now. And, you know, sometimes, you know, stepping into the opportunity of love and letting someone love us, that means opening up more and being more vulnerable. And sometimes that's just really scary. So we'd rather say no to the situation, shut down, or close our hearts, and we walk away or set ourselves up to fail. And then there are people who never get into relationships. They shut themselves off emotionally. They're threatened by actually being loved. So they create a lot of conflicts. And then, you know, we can love and accept ourselves for just who we are, our shortcomings, our character defects. And we open up our heart and love ourselves, just love ourselves unconditionally and letting the love in. And also letting go of fear, which is fear is false evidence appearing real.
False evidence appearing real. Fear, that's great.
That's you know, that's really good to realize that when you're in fear, you're in false evidence appearing real, and just take a couple breaths and look at things a little differently. Try to have another perspective of what your situation is. Embrace and welcome what's happening in your life. You know, we have to be grateful and embrace the things that are happening. Embrace all the little things, you know, just being grateful for all the little things that are happening. Live every day with joy and make the most of everything that we have.
That's beautiful, Sherry. We're going to come back to that. But listeners, I'd like to invite you to call in, pick up the phone, give us a call, tell us a good news story today. Our number is 347-324-5983. That's 347-324-5983. 5983. And if you're not listening to us live or don't have access to a phone, you can always send us an email at goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. That's goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. And I also want you iPodders to know that you can download the show to your iPod through iTunes. So all you need to do is go to our website and download the RSS feed, and you can download all of the archived versions of our show, too, including that Living Large series we had a few weeks ago. This is Patty Black bringing you the Good News Show live from Miami Beach, Florida, the Magic City, and I am on air with Sherry.
Hi, everybody. So live every day with joy. You know, make every day the most of what you have, moment by moment. You know, this does not mean that you have that your pain is going to go away or illnesses will disappear, but you will make it a better place. You will make and have choices to be in the moment with it. And it is difficult or impossible to resolve any issue until we accept it. So acceptance is the key to freedom, and there's many forms of acceptance. And because not accepting things, ourselves, our situations, and our job can really block us from our growth and can also contribute to our well-being mentally and physically. So self-acceptance is being loving and happy with who you are now. And now is the key word. Be here now, people. You know, some people call that self-esteem, but whatever we call it, you know that when you're accepting yourself, it feels good, and you know that you're doing it right. You are accepting all your situations, and it all feels good. It's accepting and supporting who you are at the moment, even those parts of you that you'd like to change eventually. And this is very important, even those parts that you'd like to eventually change. Yes, you can accept and be okay with those parts of yourself that you want to change someday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all have those parts, and while we're in the, you know, going to different self-help classes or working on ourselves or going to therapists if we need it or 12-step programs, we're in the mode of changing, but we can accept all of those parts of us and, you know, be in acceptance of who we are, our good and our bad.
That's a very good point, very good point. And I know sometimes it is, you know, easier said than done. It's sometimes hard to get out of the emotion of something that's painful or hurting you. So, you know, if you have to cry, that's fine. Just let those tears release everything and you'll feel better. So it's okay to do that. And once you do get into the acceptance mode and feeling a little better, it starts going upward again. You start feeling positive. You start getting more energy. You start smiling. People recognize that. You attract that same positive vibration to yourself, and it just leads to a healthier lifestyle. So it's very important. I'm glad you brought that up, Sherry.
Yeah, that's true, because what you put out is what you get back. And so when you're in acceptance, that allows you to be able to change. And when you begin to accept yourself the way we are now, we begin to have a new life with new possibilities. And those are things, you know, that we might not have had before. You know, because when we're so caught up in the struggle against reality, that's all we can do is keep struggling. And we keep ourselves in that mode of, things aren't good enough, we're struggling, and we need to open up to another world and know that there is something better. When one door closes, another door opens, and it's so true. I've seen it thousands of times.
Mm-hmm. And one thing with acceptance, it doesn't mean that it's a permanent thing that you're accepting, because we are guaranteed change in life. So accept it for the moment, and know that you will move on and things will change. So I just wanted to add that.
That's good, Patty. I want us to talk a little bit about why happiness is so important. You know, most folks are about as happy as they make themselves to be. You know who said that? Abraham Lincoln. He was a smart man. You know, most folks are about as happy as they make their minds to be. So that's a good little quote. So remember that, people. And it all starts with us, you and I. It's our personal responsibility to be happy. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. You got that?
Our deepest fear is that we're powerful beyond measure.
Beyond measure. That's really true, you know? And it is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be? I'm going to be brilliant, I'm gorgeous, I'm talented, and I'm fabulous. We have to believe in ourselves first. You know, we set the standard, we set the pattern, and we believe in ourselves. And we live, you know, we recognize who we are, and we live in our who we are. We walk in our shoes. We get comfortable in our own bodies, in our own skin, and we walk in our shoes. And so when we wake up in the morning, we wake up and we choose to be happy. So we were talking to somebody once who talked about putting joy all around the house, the detergent joy, and when you wake up, you see joy, and you're washing your dishes, and you see joy, you're sitting at the computer, you can put that right near you, and so you're always reminded that you're in joy, and you're creating joy in your life, and I thought that was kind of interesting. So we have to remember also, we have no control of people, places, and things. And, you know, we can't let anybody else's bad mood or bad attitude bring us down. It's really interesting when you're around people that, you know, they're into their yelling or their attitude, their negative behavior, and we think that we have to be a part of that. But we don't. We can walk away. We don't have to engage in a fight, and we make sure that we're responsible for our own actions.
Well, Sherry, earlier in the show you had mentioned a whole list of things we were going to talk about. I'd like to go back to that list that you had read off before you mentioned the four R's, and maybe just tune into some of those. I think that would be interesting for our listeners.
Well, I was talking about spirituality, harmony, self-discovery.
Okay, with spirituality, how does that contribute to a healthier lifestyle?
Well, you know, I'm a firm believer in spirituality. It's not religion, but in believing in spirituality, and we know that we have a higher power that is there to help us, and we can reach out. Once you've experienced something like being able to ask and it is given, or like God helps those that help himself. And once you have a kind of personal interaction where you see that you don't know how you got to the place where you are, and your things just seem to work out for you. You were headed up against the wall and nothing was going your way, and you seem to maybe stop and like realize, you know, I just can't do this anymore. And you realize that something happened, that a door was opened or somebody said something to you that was able to be helpful. And that's where our higher power comes in, and our spirituality of knowing that we are taken care of. We are totally taken care of. And it's refreshing, and it fills you with a lot of peace that you know that you're not walking down this path alone. So
so it's almost like a strong faith.
Totally having a strong faith. And without faith, You know, we come into situations where we're, like I said, we're up against the wall. Our jobs aren't working out. Nothing's going right in our life. We have to have the faith that we are exactly where we're supposed to be at each given moment. God has a better plan for us. And when we accept where we are, we're in the place that we're really supposed to be. And sometimes we just, there is no way of understanding that because, you know, you're in a place where you're not comfortable, you're not happy, things aren't working out. You keep going after job, it's not working out. What do? You have faith, you keep doing the footwork, you keep going out and you send your resume out, you knock on doors, and you realize that you have faith that something is right around the corner. And with that, you're letting go of the fear and the worry. And the fear and the worry is what holds us back. So we have to keep, and sometimes it's really a constant thing that we're constantly letting go and allowing this faith to come in.
That's great. That's really just like knowing everything will be okay.
Everything
tell
will
yourself
be okay.
Everything will be okay. I like that. And when we come back, I'd like to know a little more about and how that contributes to a healthy lifestyle. Before we do that, I want to invite everybody to pick up the phone, give us a call, tell us a good news story today. Our number is 347-324-5983. That's 347-324-5983. And if you don't have access to a phone or if you're not listening to us live, you can send us an email at goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. That's goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. And for you iPodders, you can download the shows to your iPods. All you need to do is go to the website, download the RSS feed through iTunes, and you'll take us on the go with you. This is Patty Black bringing you the Good News Show live from Miami Beach, Florida, the Magic City. And I am on air with Sherry. Now, Sherry, we were talking about harmony and the importance of that in a healthy lifestyle. What can you tell us about that?
Well, harmony is when, you know, when you're in a place of peace, in harmony with people around you, you don't want to create upset. We want to come from a place of love and, you know, letting go of fear. Love and fear, love is the other side of fear. So if we're in fear, we're not in love. And if we keep bringing ourselves back to that place of taking deep breaths, when it comes to being in situations with other people and you want to stay in a place of harmony, you walk in with love and that's where you come from. Harmony in the workplace. I mean, how many times, you know, you go into work and it's all chaos and it's, things are upside down, but you yourself can be in that place of harmony, even if they're not. You can bring harmony into the workplace and be able to, like, sometimes you need to take a few moments to sit and breathe, 10 deep breaths, close your eyes, bring yourself back to your center place and know that you are whole, you are one. And being able to do that sometimes a couple times a day, if you're in work situations that are not comfortable and there's a lot of chaos and things are really upside down, you can come into that place of just being with yourself, take 5-10 minutes. I have had times when I've been in situations where I did not feel comfortable, and that's what I did. I went into another room where I could find a little bit of space. It could be sometimes you have to go into the bathroom if that's the only place that you can find some space where nobody's around you. So you go into that place, you take some deep breaths, you start thinking positive, you bring yourself back to, I am okay right here where my feet are. Everything's okay and I'm okay. And you breathe in that. And you know, I've been talking about this for a while because some people think that meditation is you have to do it for an hour or half hour, and a lot of people don't have the time to dedicate to meditation. But when we can take 5 or 10 minutes at little intervals, we can see how that really works and helps us out. And so sometimes then you can go a little bit longer. I mean, it's beautiful if you have a nice candle, you can light the candle and sit in front of the candle and bring in and look at white light in front of you, and maybe even say a mantra to yourself, I am healthy, I am healthy, I am healthy, and keep thinking those thoughts. You can think, you know, my eyes are on you, God, only you. There's another one of my great things that I like to have a mantra using.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really believe in taking a little time to bring yourself back to that place of center and harmony. And that, it's just a great way. You can start your day that way. It's a great way to end your day.
Mm-hmm. It gets rid of the turmoil in your life, which would, if we have a lot of turmoil, we don't feel well, and years of turmoil can lead to serious illness.
Right. That's a big thing, Patty, that, and a lot of, we are going to be talking with a lot of different people that we interview and about different modalities that there are out there that can bring us into that state of abundance, of health, of thinking healthy thoughts, like with Inga and Herb coming on. They're going to be talking about what they do, and that is another added tool that we can use to help ourselves living a healthier lifestyle, because it all comes from living healthy within, healthy without.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, you know, we'll be talking about putting healthy foods in our bodies, talking to some nutritionists that can give us some really good feedback on how we can change our diets and change what we're eating, because that in itself is one of the most important things of living a healthy lifestyle. It's living healthy is mentally, physically, and spiritually. And so we'll definitely be talking a lot about more about that next week. And you know, you can always say to yourself, okay, you know, I am okay just the way I am. I accept myself just the way I am. And
I think it's really important to don't wait until you're sick. Just maintenance is so important. So live a healthier lifestyle. I think our guests this morning have many gifts that they give people and contributing not only to healing, but in maintaining a healthier lifestyle. Let me see if I can bring them in. Good morning. Welcome to the Good News Show.
Good morning.
Good morning, Inga and Herb. Thank you for getting up so early to be with us this morning.
Well, it seems as if you have been even earlier.
Yes, yes. And I don't hear Herb. Is he online with us?
Oh, I'm here, believe me.
There you are.
So happy to be here.
Good.
Definitely want to hear from both of you.
Good. We're honored to have you on our show. And I know you are both wonderful people and have many gifts in the healing industry to give people. So what I'd like for you to do is just each one of you introduce yourself and talk a little bit about what you do.
Okay. I'm Inga Jung. I'm an acupuncture physician. I have been practicing for over 13 years. I am originally from Sweden. I have been here for 17 years. I lived in South America for 17 years, so I'm also fluent in Spanish. And during all my travels and all my life, I've always been interested in health and nutrition and prevention. And when I came to United States, I was an artist, but I fell and broke my wrist, and that way made me start acupuncture school. So that is why I'm an acupuncturist. And I do acupuncture, but I use less and less needles in my treatments because I do tuning forks often instead of on needles because many people don't like needles. Kids don't. Many grown-ups don't. I also do something called body talk, which is a communication with the body, with subtle muscle testing, and that way I find out what the body needs to have done before, before I can diagnose and find out.
I think that's so interesting that body talk is something that's a little bit newer modality that has come in that a lot of people don't know about. And I know I, for one, am a big fan of body talk. It is amazing that the, that in doing that that process that you do, that the it, the body really tells you what you need to address.
It is
amazing. We actually look at the innate wisdom.
One at a time.
Okay. It is amazing that we are so little in contact with our own body, that, but the body does know. And there is a system to communicate with that innate wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And the system, by the way, is built on Chinese medicine. So
you start your session with the body talk to get an understanding of what the innate wisdom is asking for or needs, and then that sets the precedence for your session.
Exactly. And sometimes it can be that the body says, no, no body talk. This body wants acupuncture. So it all depends. I really start almost every session with a body talk session.
Okay. All right, and Herb, let's hear a little bit about you and what you do.
Yeah, my name is Herbert Hoffman, and I have extensive experience in EFT, which is emotional freedom technique. I also have taken most of the body talk classes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, family constellations. I also have done some acutonics, which is using tuning forks instead of needles for acupuncture. It works very, very well, and I just love helping people.
Okay, so when we met, Sherry and I met with you last week, and you had started the conversation with Qi and some knowledge about Qi. Could you share that with our listeners?
Sure. Well, what Inga does is, as an acupuncture physician, is she balances the Qi energy. Qi energy is that life force energy that if you're able to turn it off for just 2 seconds, you would be dead. It is that energy that's not like holding your breath, not like being underwater. It's that energy that if it stops for 1 second, you're dead. So imagine if that energy is out of balance, how your body would react or not react. So by balancing this energy, it enables the body to do what it was intended to do in the first place. And when this energy becomes out of balance, the body will not balance it by itself. Basically, the only way that that can be done is through some sort of acupuncture or some type of a balancing therapy. Going further into the body talk, the way body talk works is that the body talk, we're able to communicate with what we call the innate wisdom of the body. Now, the innate wisdom tells us, gives us priorities. We do a form of very mild muscle testing, and we actually ask questions. What we're trying to do is we're trying to find out what parts of the body are out of balance or not communicating with each other. And when we are able to find that out, we are able to place them back into balance and communication, and then the body does what it normally does, is heal itself. You know, the reason why you go to any type of practitioner like us is because there's something going on, there's something wrong, there's some pain, there's some feeling that is not working properly, and That's what body talk does. It goes to a level that we don't understand and allows us to balance those areas that creates health in the body.
That's why I thought it was important to have you both on this morning, because in talking about living a healthy lifestyle, it's important to be able to center your body and be able to be at that point where you're listening to your body and you're able to do something before it gets too late, and to be in touch with that that part of yourself that you want to balance. So I was very interested in having our listeners hear a little bit about what you're doing. And
yes,
go ahead.
Acupuncture from the beginning was preventative more than curing. Acupuncturists in the old times, they would get paid for keeping people healthy. And then if they got sick, they would have to treat them for free.
Right. I remember that most people were, is it in China or in the Asian countries, that they use acupuncture for preventative.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, I think. And what about, how do you decide on what herbs they need?
That is more traditional Chinese medicine. So with the herbs, you look at the body and because that's not body talk. Even though practically you also can use body talk for herbs, but most of the times I ask the body when I decide what to use, and I use body talk and muscle testing to see if these herbs or homeopathic or whatever it is I want to use, if that's the correct thing to use.
Now, do you want to tell us a little bit about the allergy testing that you do?
Yeah, I do. I have both something called Biomeridian, which is an electronic device that I can test about 400 allergies in an hour. But I start with muscle testing. I do the body talk, and then I do traditional kinesiology to test for basic foods. Because most people, even if they don't have what we call allergy and get eczema or something, we all have intolerances to most food, specifically sugar. And I test with muscle testing, and then I treat with a combination of years of working with NAAT, and so I put together a system that I use, which is based on body talk, but uses NAAT's, what do you call that, knowledge. So
Now, you're working with allergy elimination.
Yes.
Correct. Okay, so you're reprogramming the immune system to once again understand that food is good for the body?
Yes, exactly.
Is that what's happening? Okay. Okay, that's very important, because many people have allergies and they're not even aware of the fact that they do have allergies or what's causing the allergy.
Yes, they're not aware of it, and they don't understand why they either get headaches, or some people, or kids specifically, get ear infections and sore throats. Grown-ups get more migraines or aches and pains. For example, if somebody has a shoulder pain, I look at exactly where it hurts, and I can see if it is allergy-induced or intolerance-induced, because we have on the shoulder the large intestine meridian, the small intestine meridian, and the gallbladder meridian that will... If you eat something that is not good for you, you can get the shoulder pain. We don't think about it that way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, if we have a pain, we think about something. Maybe we lifted something heavy, or we did something to cause that. We're not thinking allergies.
I had once a patient who came in. He could hardly walk, and he had a sciatic attack. He only came to me like once or twice a year, and he had, the day before, he just said, no, I just turned over and picked up a box, and my back went out, and then I got sciatica. And I treated them. I did like 3 different treatments with acupuncture and whatever I did, and nothing helped. And then I asked him, do you drink coffee? He said, it's funny you asked me, because yesterday it was very cold, it was in the wintertime, and my boss gave me 2 Cuban coffee. 2 hours later, he turned around and picked up his box, and his back went out. I treated him as an allergy for coffee, and his pain went away within 2 minutes.
Mm. That's amazing.
Very interesting.
That's so when you're doing your allergy elimination, I recall that you first eliminate allergies to the basic foods, and then this strengthens the immune system, and then many of the allergies go away by themselves.
Very often by doing the basic foods. It's not the basic foods, is, and also I have vaccinations, for example, which is another thing that often affect people in a way that they don't understand or don't think about. We don't think about vaccinations that we got when we were kids, that they are interfering with our health now that
mm-hmm.
we're grown up or even old.
Mm-hmm.
Because mm-hmm. we don't know.
Right, right. What we do, what people tend to do, is they just tolerate the symptoms. And I know that with eliminating the allergies, there's no more bloating, gas, foggy thinking, asthma, IBS.
It goes a step further than that. When we are allergic or sensitive to some of the basic foods, what happens is we don't get the nutrients from those foods ingested properly either. And what happens there is a downward spiral where the immune system becomes weaker and weaker and weaker, and then the body becomes even more allergic to things. I've heard people say, well, I haven't been allergic to this, and all of a sudden I am. So what happens is they become allergic to these. They have a response to a food that normally does not give them a bad response or give most people a bad response. And by eliminating these, we allow the body to then ingest those nutrients properly, and it strengthens the body.
You told us a really story about how you were able to release a lot of weight after your treatment. Is that what you had done?
Well, it's funny. When I was first told about this, I didn't really believe too much about it. I just went, yeah. It's one of those things. This was before I was a believer. And Inga kept saying I was allergic to chicken and egg. And I kept saying, no, I'm not. Leave me alone. I don't eat meat, so all I eat is chicken. So just, this went on for months and months. And, just to shut her up, I said, okay, give me this treatment. So she gives me the treatment. And after the treatment, we go out to eat. And, I'm kind of a wise guy. So I went and I ordered chicken. And this was, we have to wait 25 hours between after the treatment to be able to eat that product again. So we don't have to avoid these things after we're treated, where traditionally we would have to avoid something the rest of our lives. So I go and I have chicken, and it was a different experience for me. It was, I realized that my whole life I would become minorly bloated to the point where I felt full, but, not really so much discomfort. Well, this time I was full and I had no discomfort at all. I was probably about 20 pounds heavier than I am now, and my acid reflux went away after these treatments, and I lost about 15 pounds. And I had all my weight in my belly. I actually looked like I was pregnant. And that kind of, within 4 to 6 weeks, that kind of just disappeared and went away. And I realized my whole life that I was, that I had all of these symptoms, gas and bloating and burping. And, and I thought, I'm a man. We're supposed to do that. But I realize now that we are not supposed to do that. That if you have those type of symptoms, there is something wrong and you're allergic. So it's not where you
I know
stretching.
I would like to hear that, because everybody, we have the tendency to overeat and want to lose a little weight. While we're with you, Herb, would you like to tell us a little bit about that fabulous treatment that you did?
Yeah, sure. Most medical professional people, they treat the body and they treat those things that go on in the body. But we have other things that also become out of balance. And one of the things that I treat is a bar session. My belief is that we are all infinite beings put on this earth to receive infinitely. When you look around, you see that there is an infinite abundance, not scarcity. And yet, when you look at these people, you know, that really isn't the case. Most people I see are not receiving infinitely. And I try to understand why that is. And when I look at it and I know and I say, why is this? I realize that it's because people have beliefs and judgments that hold them back. Now, let me explain. Sometimes you can understand, well, if you have a negative belief or a judgment, how you can, that can hold you back. That's kind of when you resist and react to something. But even when you agree and align with something, that still holds you back. Because even when you and I, let's say we agree upon something, when we do that, then we don't allow us to receive anything other than that belief that we hold in our heart. So if we believe anything God forbid, that Bush is the savior, then we are not able to, that was a joke, by the way, that we are not able to understand or receive anything else, to realize that anybody else could be the savior, or that there's any other information other than what we know is true. So we don't allow that to happen. What the treatment actually does is there are 32 points on your head that hold this charge. This, you know, everything is a charge, is an electrical charge. Every belief that we have is a charge. And these charges are stored on the head in the brain. And what I'm able to do is to able to actually touch these 32 points and release the charge. So we release that negative emotion. We release that belief or judgment that is holding you back. And there, the different points on the head are, for example, are healing, sadness and joy, aging, body and sexuality, money, control, awareness, creativity. Now, when you have beliefs about money, for instance, if you believe that money doesn't grow on trees, that you have to work hard for an honest living, then money will never come to you when it's easy, because you will block that out. So all of these beliefs that we have that we don't really understand that it's holding us back does that. And for instance, aging. When we believe that when we get 60, we're supposed to be on 5 different medications, and then by the time we're 70, we're falling apart like an old machine, then if that's your belief, that will come to fruition. So if we are able to take those beliefs and judgments about aging and get rid of them, then anything is possible. And, you know, one of my biggest things that I say every day is, how does it get any better than this? And I say that because it allows the ether to serve me something better every single day. And that's part of the receiving infinitely, is that if you always ask yourself, how does it get any better than this, every single day, without answering it, live in the question, then your life will get better every single day, because the world does try to answer you back. And so with a question like that, the world will show you how it can get better. You know, most people ask questions that are not serving or have the answers to everything. And when you have the answer to everything, you cannot receive anything.
Well, I love that. I'm so glad that you brought that up, because since you told us that, I've been saying that every day also, and opening up my world to allowing and bringing in many different things that have come to me this week. I had a treatment with you both last week, and it changed our week. I really wanted everybody to hear a little bit more. So would you...
It'll actually change your life.
Yeah.
I felt a big change, too. It's a subtle change, but it's almost going across a boundary, and it's interesting to witness it and feel it and live it. You do a fabulous session.
Thank you. And by the way, for everybody listening to the show, I want to offer a free mini treatment of the bars, so that you can come in. And because it's impossible, you know, when I talk about it, oh, it sounds, you know, just like peaches and cream, but it's, you know, you're not aware of what can happen until you actually experience it. So I want to, anybody who's listening to the show, they can call me this week and make an appointment, and I will do a little mini treatment for them, and they can come in and see what it's all about.
tell us where they can reach you and your website?
Yes, yes. And did you hear that, listeners? This is good news. You can have a free mini session. So, Herb, tell them how they can reach you.
So they can. The phone number is 954-667-6637. And the best way to learn about all the things that we do is in our website, which is betweenheaven.com, with no space, betweenheaven.com. And you can see all the different, more explanation about the allergy treatments, about the acupuncture that we do, the tuning, forks, you name it. There's so many things there. It'll keep you busy all day. So
great.
Come to the website, come to our place. We really hope to see you. It will change your life.
We have a little bit of time, Inge. Would you like to explain about your facelift treatment?
Yes, the facelift I do with microcurrent and all natural, of course. What it does is it works on all the organs that we have on the face. We have the stomach on our face, the large intestine, the small intestine, and the gallbladder. It sounds funny, but you know, everything is a hologram. And by treating these points, you treat the organs. And so you get like a double treatment. First of all, the treatments are really, they really are very effective. Of course, it depends on age, it depends on lifestyle, but you can definitely see a difference. And I have had patients that I've worked on that come and say, I feel so good. My digestive system, I didn't even realize that I wasn't feeling good. And that is exactly, you know, what you are inside, it shows on the outside. Because certain wrinkles, they also develop on specifically, for example, the large intestine, which is around the nose. So people who are, for example, constipated, they might get a little deeper wrinkle the left line.
These facelift treatments, by the way, they encourage your collagen production. They smooth fine lines and wrinkles. They firm the skin tone. They improve the texture of the skin. That tightens the skin. It pumps up the skin. And it actually minimizes the puffiness. So this is a beautiful treatment to get.
And how many treatments does a person need, or is there unlimited?
We normally recommend 12 treatments and then maintenance, and that also depends on lifestyle. So some people might need one treatment a month, other people one every 6 months, some people they take another series in a year, but that is about every 6 weeks normally.
Depends what your goals are.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
And some people, they like it so much, they just do it once a month.
That must really feel rejuvenating.
It really does.
Yeah, which kind of goes back to maintenance. And I think what the two of you do, you really help people maintain their health. And you have a combination of things that you're doing, and it's all unique to that individual and their lifestyle. So I want to thank the both of being on the show with us. We have about 2 minutes left, so I'd like for you to give your contact information once again so our listeners can, if they didn't get it first time around.
We are located on Commercial Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale, 3601 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 25. Our address is on our website, which is betweenheaven.com, BETWEENHEAVEN, betweenheaven.com. And you can reach us at 954-667-6637. I appreciate you all having us on today, and I hope we have made your day.
Oh, you have. Thank you very much, and we do hope that you come back on the show again in the future.
Thank you. I would love to.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
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 Bye-bye. Bye. So that was really great. We had a lot of great information. I know that I love hearing it.
Well, I think the experience of what they do is incredible. It's absolutely incredible. So
I definitely encourage everybody to call in and get a mini treatment that Herb was offering.
All right, so stay tuned for the Good News Show next week. We'll have another fabulous guest, and we want to thank you for being here with us on this early Monday morning. Bye-bye.
Bye.